This is Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Just how is a financial coach different from a financial advisor? During this hour, you will learn the difference as well as being coached on your true purpose for money, myths about investing, what true diversification means, and how past performance is not an indicator of future success. Plan with care, retire with confidence. And now, Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida, and welcome to another exciting hour of Power of Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. This is the broadcast that helps you take the emotion out of investing, because if you're going to be a successful investor and retire with care and confidence, you're going to have to take the emotion out of the equation. And the person to help you do that is Coach Alfie Townsend. He is Southwest Florida's financial planner, and you can meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, you're going to receive an easy-to-understand income plan and strategy. He's going to give you a fee report to untangle all your hidden costs. He's going to give you a brief tax analysis to reduce your taxes, and he's going to take the guesswork out of income planning and create a strategy that will give you confidence in your retirement years. 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Be sure to ask for your complete financial MRI review, and Alfie can meet with you in Fort Myers or Naples. You also can visit him online at savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. Also do want to encourage you to watch the Saving the Investor television broadcast each and every Sunday at 6 a.m. on the CW Network, also on 10 a.m. right after Chris Wallace on Fox 4, and 9 p.m. on CTN on your local cable affiliate. Today we're going to be talking about Trump's incredible address to the Joint Congress this week. Also going to talk about income planning strategies that can help you and benefit you well into your retirement years. And the person to talk about that and address some of these issues that are constantly on your mind is sitting right across from me. He is Southwest Florida's financial planner, Coach Alfie Townsend. Coach, great to see you today on this windy, windy Saturday morning.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Southwest Florida. Yes, it is windy. We're going to have to keep it low.
You're going to have to hit your stingers.
Yeah, yeah. Like my good friends over in Topeka, Kansas. They're great golfers, and they're in the business that we're in. And what he does is, it's windy there all the time in Kansas.
Yeah, I hate playing in the wind.
Yeah,
I hate it.
And they know how to play, and that's why Gary Woodland usually has pretty good rounds, you know, in the wind, because that's where he grew up. But anyway, yes, good morning again, and that was a great speech that Trump gave. I really thought it was one of the better ones I can
best
remember.
Best I've ever heard. I can remember. I mean, Reagan was good, but I mean, that was so concise and to the point, and you know, almost 45 minutes of just information.
It really was, and you saw what it did to the market afterwards. The market had a great day the next day. It's amazing that you have someone that believes in free market, and that's what he believes in. He believes in lowering taxes. We're going to talk about some of the quotes that he did from the speech, and then, you know, talk a little bit about that, what he said, and I think what it's going to do to the market. And you can just tell that I think the market obviously the market doesn't know how high it can go.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing, because the market is random, and the market is going to take unknowable information, and then it starts to move. It's going to move up, it's going to move down. But I think with the policies that he's putting in place, that wants to put in place, I think it has some great opportunity. So if you're sitting on the sideline, I want to just talk to you. If you're sitting on the sideline, or if you're sitting in portfolios and you're all happy because the market's doing good and you haven't had it checked out yet, I think this is the time to take advantage. We always talk about doing that financial MRI. So why is it so important to do a financial MRI? Is because you have to find out what you're holding. You have to find out if you're taking a undue risk. So all callers in the next 15 minutes, and this is what you're going to receive, an easy to understand plan to show you where you are now and where you should be going forward. Okay. We're going to also run a fee analysis, a fee report to untangle your hidden costs of what you're paying for those mutual funds, those variable annuities, the advisor fees. It's better to keep more of your hard-earned money in your pocket than theirs. And a brief tax analysis to show you how you might reduce your taxes and the best places to withdraw money. We're going to talk about that too later on today. And last but not least, we want to put an income plan together in place for you, which will help you take the guesswork out of retirement. This is a complete financial MRI review. So pick up the phone now and give us a call in the next 15 minutes. And again, the number is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Go to savingtheinvestor.com.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for those of you that are listening to get a free financial review with the coach. And you're talking about Trump's address. It's interesting, you know, when he makes statements, how the markets react. And you could see based on information that they're hearing about that is possible, the market goes up. And then on Friday, obviously, Jeff Sessions recused himself from, you know, what is a witch hunt. And basically, the market sort of flattened out and dropped a little bit. So constantly, they're looking for some signs, obviously, coming out of Washington. Is that something that you've seen over the course of your investing strategy for people that really to not look at that or not to get too excited when good news is coming out and don't get too down when something sort of hiccups?
That's a good point, John. It is an emotional base. When you retire, it's probably more emotional because you have more time to sit and look at it. I have a friend on Facebook, and I help her with her money and with her retirement. And she says, oh, the market was up. Wow. And then the next day, oh, the market's down. And I sent her a little love. No, I did. I posted. I said, quit watching the market daily. Go and enjoy your retirement. And then I put, you know, lots of laugh. And you know, that's what happens, though, John. People watch the market daily. They watch it. And if you watch it daily, you're going to, you know, drive yourself crazy a lot of times. But you have to make sure that you have a plan in place. If you have a plan in place, you have to, you know, that's what that financial MRI is all about, is not to take unnecessary risk. And you have to capture market returns. The international that Wednesday, it was that Wednesday after the speech, Tuesday night, the international made 2% on, you know, in Germany and France, it was making 1.7, 2.09. So that's why I'm saying returns come from owning the market. And a lot of times when we do these analyzing their portfolios, John, most people don't have small cap, which is the number one asset class over the last 43 years, small international, and small U.S. is number two. Most people don't have any of that because they think it's risky. Well, you know, when you add those into your portfolio, it brings down the risk of your overall portfolio. So that's why the asset allocation is so important, and to have a complete plan in place. And so let's talk a little bit about the Trump effect on, you know, with this joint session of Congress that, go ahead, John, you can read some of these, and what I'll do is I will.
Yeah, I think one of the main things that he was focusing on is obviously the middle class. And he said at one point, you know, for a long time, we've watched our middle class shrink as we have exported our jobs and wealth to foreign countries. We financed and built one global project after another, but ignored the fates of our children. And I think, you know, the focus internally, you know, it's good to help others. But obviously, you know, we have many problems at home. And I think the focus of putting infrastructure and, you know, rebuilding our military and focusing on our people is what really is raised the optimism. I mean, just the optimism alone has caused people to really reach out and buy, you know, even in the markets. And that's why the market is at an all-time high even today.
Well, because people's mind is in a better place right now. And before, I'm telling you, last year, and the year before, I'd have people come in and they would, you know, talk about gold, talk about should we buy gold, should we buy silver, and I don't do any of that set. You know, I show myself, this is why you don't want to buy it,
right?
Because you're taking unnecessary risk. You're taking this risk of an aggressive portfolio, but getting the returns of T-bills, so it's not worth the risk to take. And the deal is as you're putting this portfolio together, you want to make sure that you have asset classes that's going to help you and not hinder you. And that's what gold and these precious metals will do most of the time. But, you know, you're right, John. It's the optimism that people have. And it's been, and they, I think they did a poll this past week that showed that it's very high. It's much higher than it's been in, you know, the last few years.
Yeah, optimism is very high. And we're going to keep talking about Trump's address today to the joint session and also income planning strategies for those of you that are invested or soon to be retired or currently retired. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
This is Alfie Townsend, your TV and radio show host of Saving the Investor. In my new book, Keeping on the Retirement Fairway, I explain why it is so important not to take undue risk. When you play golf, just think how your overall score could improve if you could keep 30 to 40% more of your golf balls on the fairway. The same is true with your wealth. Let me show you how we can reduce portfolio volatility 30 to 40% without sacrificing returns. There are no mulligans in retirement, so pick up the phone and call for this all-important information. Call me at 561-1155. That's 561-1155.
Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Give him a call today, 561-1155. That's 561-1155, or visit him online at savingtheinvestor.com.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. All callers in the next 15 minutes are going to receive a comprehensive, complete financial MRI review. Give Alfie a call at 561-1155. You can meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He's going to put together an easy to understand comprehensive plan. He's going to give you a fee report to untangle all hidden costs and give you a brief tax analysis and also put together an income plan for you. Give him a call at 561-1155 for your complimentary financial review in Fort Myers or Naples, or email Alfie at info@savingtheinvestor.com. And we're talking about Trump's address to the joint session of Congress. And, you know, obviously optimism is great right now. And I heard something that I wanted to ask you about, and that is that an IPO is coming out, Snapchat, which is a very popular app. And I noticed that even Maria Bartiromo was saying that the company has not made money yet, and they're losing subscribers, and people are all excited to buy this. It's opening up at $18 a share and, you know, could project to go up to $50 a share just in a week for a company that really doesn't have any solvency. I mean, could we get back to the place, if we're not careful, of where we got with the tech bubble back years ago?
I don't think we're going to get back to that place yet, John, because there were so many companies coming out at that time.
Right.
This one has had some history. You know, look, if you have extra money that you want to just set, you know, that you're just, you want to gamble with, that's okay. But don't.
And it is gambling, right?
It is gambling, yeah. But that, you know, it's okay to gamble with trying to hit a home run. But when you don't want to do that with your retirement money, money that's important to you, money that is there to give you an income down the road, give you, you know, that peace, that security down the road, that money you don't want to gamble with. But money that you have set aside, you say, you know what, I'm going to buy, you know, a couple hundred shares or whatever it is. That's okay. Because if you lose it, not a big deal. Your lifestyle's not going to change, but you don't want to do it with your life savings.
Right.
Okay. Of course. I hope people will understand that. So let's talk about, you know, building up the military, like you said. And this is the way, it said the stock market has gained more. This is amazing. It's gained more than $3 trillion of value since the election of November 8th.
That's amazing.
$3 trillion of value. It's a record. And so when you're talking about that and talking about saving taxpayer hundreds of millions of dollars, bringing down this, you know, prices is important because, look, we have these F-35s, these new brand new F-35 jet fighters, saving billions of dollars on government contracts. And no one's ever really come in there and negotiated. When I would watch the interview that Trump was giving to Fox and Friends, they were saying, you know, what has this presidency, you know, changed or that was bigger than you thought? And he said, well, one of the things was the amount of when you're negotiating, you're not negotiating just, you know, a plane. You're negotiating hundreds of planes.
Right.
And just bigger volume, bigger everything. But he said it's the same principle. And so, I mean, no one as a businessman really came into office and negotiated contracts for government contracts.
Yeah, they just said, what's the price, right?
What's the price? Yeah. Okay, we'll pay it. Yeah. Boom. Crazy. But he is saving taxpayer dollars. So I think in the long run, John, all this is going to flow down to the middle class, and it's going to put people back to work. And if people are going back to work, that's one way of really reducing that deficit.
Right.
Is getting, you know, there's millions of people that lost their jobs, that quit looking for jobs. There's like 90 million people quit looking for jobs. And if we can get a lot of those people back to work, just think what it can do to this, this economy. I think it'd be fantastic.
Yeah, and I think what he said about, and he's been saying it from even on a campaign trail, you know, for every new regulation, you have to reduce two old ones. And that really keeps people. I think he's putting checks and balances in that really is going to protect not only the financial treasury of the United States, but also the income and the protection of people, even in retirement, because, you know, he talked about Social Security, that he's going to protect that, Medicaid, he's going to protect that. So all the things that people are concerned about in their current portfolio or status is very important, and he addressed it.
Well, the truth is, John, if he doesn't do something about that, Medicare and Social Security, there's problems with it, because people are, look, when Medicare first came, well, when Social Security first came, it was back when the rate of mortality rate was 65.
Right.
At 65, that was the average rate of people dying, 65, life expectancy. That's why Social Security started at 65. They weren't planning on people living 30 years,
right.
20 years. You know, now it's 85 is the average, and it's people are living longer. So the thing about it is this, unless people are paying into Social Security to pay, you know, because people are living longer, and the problem is you have to make some changes on that. And that is just a touchy subject that no one wants to deal with, but you have to deal with that. And I think Social Security is going to be, they can make some changes with Social Security that can prolong it for many, many years. And one of them is having it, instead of paying it just up to $100,000, bump that up a little bit, maybe making Social Security full retirement a little bit longer. There has to be some changes, but it takes guts to make changes because you don't want to lose the election because of that. But people have to realize, hey, they're trying to save Social Security for your kids, not just you.
Right. Yeah,
so important. I think it's a big thing.
Very important. Well, we're talking today about Trump's address to Congress this week and how that's affecting your portfolio. We're also going to be talking about income planning strategies. Be one of the callers in the next 15 minutes to receive your complimentary financial MRI review. Alfie will examine your portfolio and make recommendations that are beneficial to you. Give him a call at 561-1155. Meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He's available to sit down with you and show you a strategy that will definitely benefit you well into your retirement years. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
Sean Hannity here. Now, I've talked before about how I'm not a real big fan of the stock market, and of course, presidential change and the world unrest, well, that contributes to its volatility. Now, if there's one lesson to be learned from 2008, poor planning can create devastation to your hard-earned retirement savings. Now, don't let unforgiving markets create a perfect storm. Get a certified financial planner on your side. Now, you've heard me talk about him before. He's Southwest Florida financial planner Alfie Townsend. Now, his easy-to-understand approach resonates with retirees and those soon to retire. With time-tested, straightforward solutions, Alfie designs plans that help reduce risk and protect and to grow your assets. Now, to be better prepared than you were in 2008, you need a customized retirement income plan that is designed specifically for you today. Now, call Alfie Townsend at 561-1155, 561-1155, on the web at savingtheinvestor.com. That's savingtheinvestor.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. All callers in the next 15 minutes will receive the complete financial MRI review. You want that because it's going to be an easy-to-understand income plan and strategy that's going to be tailor-made for you. It's going to be a fee report that's going to entangle all your hidden costs. It's going to give you a brief tax analysis with that, and he's going to answer a question you should be asking. Will my income last? 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Sit down with him in Fort Myers or Naples. And, Coach, I know a big thing right now that he talked about, which people are really uneasy about, is the immigration, and ICE is really moving very, very swiftly, removing at least the criminals – that are immigrants in this country. They're not deporting everybody. I know people are scared. But obviously, if you move a lot of those people that are illegal, that have taken American jobs, I mean, you know, people have to come into this country legally. And I know there's a lot of hot issues on both sides of the equation. How does that affect retirement if people's jobs are being taken?
Well, the thing about it is, if they're here illegal and they're he's getting rid of the criminals, like you said, the dangerous ones, which very important. There was a couple thugs that I saw on TV this I think it was a couple days ago, and they had killed a teenage girl.
Yeah, horrible.
Yeah, and then they knew they were on the camera and they looked back and laughed. You know, so yes, I have no problem getting rid of the criminals because, you know, if we got to keep America safe.
Definitely.
We got to keep America safe. And I have no problem with that. Now, I want to tell a story. I had this nice couple that came in. They sold their business this past year, and they're here full time. They moved from up north to here, and they gave their money to three different brokerage firms up north. Okay. And both of them said, you know what? We have this money. We never intended to sell the business, but it was an opportunity. We worked at it for many, many years, our whole life, built it up, got this bundle of money, but we don't know what to do with it. We gave it to these three. I don't think they're doing the best job, but, and she kept saying, I don't know anything about investing. I know how to work. And that's all we did. We worked 16-hour days, 7 days a week. Because it was a family business, we worked. And I know nothing about retirement. I know nothing about investments. And I said this. I said, are they teaching you about the investments that you're in? Are they educating you? Are they explaining to you what's going to happen when the market starts to go up, what they do when it goes down? And she said, no. I said, look, my job is to have you come in and know what's going on. If you know what's going on inside your portfolio with your income plan, with your retirement, if you know what's going on, you're going to be an educated investor. And when things do start turning south, because they will, that's the market, it's random, you're not going to panic because your emotions won't get in the way. But if you do, if they're not teaching you what they're, you know, why they're buying this and how low your portfolio can go with 95% confident level and an income plan. I said, you know, the thing about it is this, most advisors are pretty good at accumulating money because you're working. And that's what they said. When we were working, we're putting that money in. We never, ever, ever looked at the statement if it was on an average of once every 7 months because we're working. And the thing about it is this, they would look at it, they said it would go up and down, but they weren't worried about it because they were making good money and they were putting in every day, every week. I should say they were just putting money in there. But when you retire, you're in a different phase of your life. You're in the harvesting phase. You got to take the money that you made and you have to turn it to something that creates income at the least amount of risk possible. And they have to explain to you what's going on, why they're doing this, why they bought that, why they put you in there, and explain how it's going to affect you when interest rates start to rise, when the market goes a little bit south. How's it going to affect you? If you don't know those questions, you need to find out. You need to have a plan in place. Give us a call. Like John says, you know, this is very important. What we do with our clients is we put these plans in place for people that give us a call. We're gonna check out what you have. And this is what you're going to get over the next 15 minutes. You're going to receive, all callers are going to receive this, an easy to understand plan to show you where you are now and where you should be going forward. We're also going to run a fee analysis to untangle your hidden costs of what you're paying for those mutual funds, annuities, advisor fees, and mostly, you know, a variable annuity. Those are annuities that we're talking about, even your fixed annuities, all annuities. it's better to keep more of your hard-earned money in your pocket than theirs. We're also going to, because we have to worry about taxes too, so we're going to give you a brief tax analysis to show you how you might reduce your taxes and the best places to withdraw money from. Last but not least, we're going to put an income plan together, which will help take the guesswork out of retirement. This is what we call a complete financial MRI review. So pick up the phone now and give us a call in the next 15 minutes.
That's 561-1155, 561-1155. All callers in the next 15 minutes receive this complete financial MRI review. Meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices. You can contact him at 561-1155 or email him at info@savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's info@savingtheinvestor.com. You do want to go over to savingtheinvestor.com. You'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. Also do want to encourage you to watch every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on the CW Network, also on 10 a.m. right after Chris Wallace on Fox 4, and 9 p.m. on CTN. That's all on your local cable affiliates or DirecTV. Alfie has a television broadcast, incredible new programming that's coming out this week. Going to be really action-packed, has a lot of new segments, a lot of great information, a wealth of information that can help you well into your retirement years and plan a strategy and a course towards retirement so that you can retire with confidence and retire with all the money that you need to enjoy your lifestyle here in Southwest Florida. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button. You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. All callers in the next 15 minutes will receive an easy-to-understand plan to show you where you are now, where you should be going forward. He's going to give you a complimentary, complete financial MRI review. So pick up the phone right now and give him a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. It's going to untangle all your hidden fees that could be eating up your returns each and every year. He's going to give you a brief tax analysis to show you how you might be able to reduce your taxes. Obviously, if you can save money on taxes, it's more money in your retirement plan. And last but not least, he's going to put together an income plan, which will help take the guesswork out of retirement. 561-1155 or go to savingtheinvestor.com. You can sit down with him in Fort Myers or Naples. And we want to talk about in this half hour some income planning strategies that have helped people. And obviously, Coach, you do something that's very, very unique. You have what's called three buckets or three worlds of money for people. And a lot of people don't understand that you don't just put all your money into one place, do you? You don't want to put it all into an annuity and not have any cash to be able to have access to. How do you go about educating your clients and creating an income plan with a strategy that can help them be successful?
You know, creating money for income in the future is an art. It really is an art. And what happens a lot of times, it's easy to come into someone's office and they show you this income and they show you that it's protecting you in the future because we're going to turn this bucket of money on, we're going to turn this one on in 5 years, this one on in 7 years, and that's how you're fighting inflation. But the bottom line is that type of planning, John, you're losing control of your money.
Really? Wow.
You're losing control of your money. So what the art is to have some of this money guaranteed. If you already have a pension, I say this at the workshop, if you already have a pension and your pension has survivorship, then what we need to do is grow your money. We need to grow your money safely. And when I say safely, when you're in the market, you're always going to take risk. But the thing is not to take unnecessary risk. If we can show you how to reduce your volatility. And on an average, John, we reduce our clients' volatility that we review at 30%, 30% of what they currently have, and not sacrificing the return.
And that makes a difference, too, in the amount of money they can have because they don't have those big dips, do they?
Yes, if we can keep you from having those big dips, and that's what happens. You know, the one way to run out of money is to start taking money out of a portfolio and you're consistently taking it out. And if we have a couple down years in the market, Now, I'm talking about a couple down years, and people are living longer, so you're going to have a couple or two or three consistent down years in the market. And if you're sucking out this money, and if it's a drastic downward market like it was in 08 or 2000, 2001, 2002, you could be out of money. And that's what we have to look at to show you, hey, even though we have these down years, this is what we're doing, and this is why you're going to be better off over here than having your money all sitting over in this spot over here. So that's why it's worth it. You know, I'm not charging you to come in and meet with me. Yes, you'll be meeting with me, and you will, and my team will put this plan together for you to show you if you're taking unnecessary risk. It's a no-brainer, because you need to know what's going on. And we've been talking about this. We love golf, and I liked it so much. I do the closing bell every day at 4:30, and I mentioned this one thing on the closing bell because it makes a lot of sense to me. If you can get your portfolio reduced by 30-40% for the same return, and golfers over here in Southwest Florida, just think, if you could keep your ball in the fairway 30-40% more of the time off your drive, what would that do to your score?
Yeah, you'd be down 7-8 strokes probably.
I mean, we'd be way down, us included, especially in the wind today when we play, John. Just to keep it in the fairway will be hard to do, or keep it in the rough probably. Hey, we'll take it in the rough today. It's going to be 20-mile-an-hour winds.
Crazy.
So it might not even be worth playing. Might want to save our money today.
You'd play in 40-mile-an-hour winds. But you're making a great point, because obviously it's like a lot of people don't know they're taking undue risk. It'd be like you having very high blood pressure and you don't know about it. It can affect your body. Well, this can affect your retirement, couldn't it, if you don't know?
That's a good point, John. Yes, if you don't know what you don't know, then you know you could be a ticking time bomb. Like you said, with your health, if you have high blood pressure, we have I was talking to a client this week, and she said that I have high blood pressure. I'm on blood pressure pills. It runs in our family. My sister has it, and my brother has it, and we're all on medication. The only one that's not on medication is my older brother that won't see a doctor.
Huh.
So he's a ticking time bomb.
Right.
He's the one that has that portfolio out there, doesn't know what he has. You know, when the market's doing good, especially a portfolio that you got before or after 2008, if you got a portfolio after 2008 and haven't had it checked out, you need to get it checked out. Give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And let's get that, what we call that financial MRI, and, you know, give you that. And at least you'll know, hey, I'm doing good. I don't really have to make changes, or you might have to make some changes to continue. You know, our goal is to keep you retired here at the Advanced Retirement Group.
Yeah, very important. You want to get that complimentary financial MRI and sit down with the coach in Fort Myers or Naples. Be one of the callers in the next 15 minutes, because all callers will receive that easy-to-understand plan that Alfie will give you. It's going to untangle all the hidden fees. If you're a ticking time bomb, you don't know what's inside your portfolio, you owe it to yourself, really, to find out. If you can reduce your volatility by 30%, that's going to make a big difference over the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Alfie really strategizes and really works with those currently retired or soon to be retired. Visit him online as well at savingtheinvestor.com. That's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about his company. We're going to be right back right after this break, so stay tuned. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
In studio with Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Alfie is Southwest Florida's financial planner. Alfie, my question to you, we've got this new administration, a new president. Some people might be timid. You don't think they should, though?
I don't think so. We're going to have lower rates across the board. He's taking the tax rate right now and going to bring it down from a 39% for corporations down to 10 or 15. That's going to bring a lot of money back into the United States, and that's going to be a lot of money that's going to be able to be spent. I think it's going to be a great time for people to get back in the market and have a plan in place.
And ultimately, it leads to a bigger, more booming economy.
I believe so. And people right now, they're coming in the office, Trey, and they have confidence and like I've never seen before in a long, long time. This confidence is back, and I think that that's going to help.
Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Give him a call today, 561-1155. That's 561-1155, or visit him online at savingtheinvestor.com.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. All callers in the next 15 minutes will receive their complimentary financial MRI review. You want that because you want to know what's inside your portfolio. You want the fees that you don't know about being exposed. You want to make sure you're not taking undue risk. You want to make sure you're allocated and diversified properly. Make sure that your portfolio is being rebalanced properly. Alfie can tell you all of that. He's got an incredible plan that can help you do that. And we're talking about income planning strategies here on the program. And you can call anytime during this broadcast at 561-1155. And really, you help income planning for people individually. And that's what you do, what you specialize in. And basically, you don't just push products. You look at what they have, what their goals are, what their values are, and then you put a comprehensive plan together that could be a retirement account, that is an IRA or a Roth IRA, many different types of investments that you do. How does that work, and how do you come to discover what a person really needs that's really suitable for them?
Well, what we're going to do, like you talked about, value and goals, John, we talk about this all the time on the show, but when you come in, we're going to talk about what, you know, what's important to you. What does this money mean to you besides financial? And, you know, it could mean security, it could mean freedom, it could mean, you know, just that peace of mind. So what does it mean? Your goals could be legacy. It could be a charities. It could, you know, there's a lot of different things. So I'm going to find out a little bit more about, you know, what's going on with this money. What do you expect? What do you expect from me? You know, how often do you want to meet with me? These are questions that I will ask you. But when you're talking about 401ks, you worked 40 years sometimes, and you save this money, and they come in different, you know, I call them buckets, because you have 401k money, you have 403bs, 457s, you have IRAs, you have Roth IRAs, you have some taxable investments, you might have money in annuities. So you have all these different monies, but which ones do you take the money out first? That's always a question. What do you take out first? Is interest rates going, are you think tax rates are going up in the future or down? I thought before they were going up. Okay, but now Trump is talking about putting them down. So we don't know which way interest rates are going. So, you know, what we have to do is strategize as what we have right now. And when the tax law changes, then we want to make adjustments. So right now we might want to take money out of different accounts. If you're in a low tax bracket, we're going to take it out of your IRA account, even if you're not 70 and a half. We can reduce that amount. Some people don't need the money, John, from their IRA. Some people say, you know, Alfie, I wish I never had to take this money out. I'm 70 and a half. I have to do it. And if you're one of those people, if you are having to take money out that you don't need, then there's programs out there that I absolutely love. It's a legacy program to show you what to do with those required minimum distributions that will blow your mind away, what we can do as a legacy for your grandchildren or your children, because they are not going to have a pension like you have.
Yeah, and that brings up a question in my mind, why they have to take it out at 70 and a half. Obviously, I'm assuming the government wants the tax on that, but if you have a Roth IRA, they're not getting paid a tax from it. Why do people have to take it out if they don't want to take it out?
Well, like you said, you never pay tax on that money. You got a tax deduction. So the government says, okay, you got to, during your high earning years, you got to deduct money from your 401k, your 403bs, your IRAs, your SEPs from your income taxes. But now you got to pay the piper.
Payback time, right?
Payback. And that Fram commercial, pay me now or pay me later. Some people say, you know what, I would rather pay the put my money in a Roth and not get a tax deduction now, so I can don't have to take it out at 70 and a half. So if you have a Roth IRA, you do not have to take money out of that Roth ever.
And is the rollover tax the same as if they just withdrew it from an IRA, or is there different tax ramifications for that?
So if they take money out of a Roth, John, they take money out tax free. They don't have to take it out, so they can take any amount that they have.
Right, but if they rolled over an IRA, let's say somebody's listening and say, you know what, I want to roll my IRA over instead of a Roth. And so they would pay a tax on that right there. Is it the same as they withdraw it at 7.5% the same rate?
So if we do a Roth conversion, if we're going to take your IRA and make it a Roth IRA, you have to pay tax on that whole amount at that time.
Right.
But there's strategies that we use, John, that can show you how to roll that money over at a very tax efficient, you know, rate, and then have that tax free money down the road. So tax planning is very important here at the Advantage Retirement Group. We're going to look at your overall taxes and show you, give you strategies how to build that money up tax free, how to pass it on tax free, how to get a legacy, how to create income. Especially if you have a pension. If you have a pension, the one thing I always ask is this: do you have survivorship? No, I don't have survivorship. If I die, my pension dies. Well, we want to make sure we can create an income for the spouse that loses your pension. Because if you're just making ends meet now with your pension and then she loses or he loses all that pension when you pass, there's some issues that we have to entertain. So income planning, I'm just emphasizing this to very, very important. Income planning is very difficult to do if you don't understand it. And most planners, John, do not understand. They understand about portfolios. They understand about growing your money and this and that. But what we do here is going to look at your whole, you know, in a holistic view. We're going to look at your whole plan and then put that income plan together, a written income plan. Do you have a written income plan? Most people don't. Do you know when your money's going to, you know, run out? Most people don't. Have you ever had anybody really show you what your expenses are? Right in front of you on a 70-inch smart board, they're going to show you your expenses, your income from all income sources, and show you cut and dry if you're going to run out of money or not. That, and then we're going to also show you, let's say one of the spouses, the breadwinner, passes away, what your income looks like at that point. You need to look at it. If, like I told this couple that came in last week that sold their business, if you can look at what we can do for you, you're going to have that retirement peace of mind. You're going to have that retirement that you're comfortable with because you know what's going on inside your plan. If you don't know what's going on, it's very hard to have a comfort level during retirement.
Yeah, it's very easy during your working years, your accumulation phase, to increase your portfolio. You really want a certified financial planner, especially when you are retired and you're taking your distribution phase. You really need to talk to a CFP. That's what Alfie is. Sit down with him in Fort Myers or Naples. All callers in the next 15 minutes will receive the complete complimentary financial MRI review. That's going to give you a complete income strategy and a planning. It's going to give you the fee report to untangle all your hidden fees that could be eating up your returns each and every year. He's going to give you a tax analysis and see how you might reduce your current tax base and your taxes each and every year that'll put more money in your pocket. He's going to make sure you're diversified properly and allocated properly. And he will answer a question for you that you should be asking: will my income last? 561-1155. Give them a call right now. Don't wait. Pick up the phone. You have a cell phone or you're at home, pick up your home phone. 561-1155. Make that appointment in Fort Myers or Naples or email him at info@savingtheinvestor.com. We're going to be right back right after this break, so don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
Hey, I love it here in Southwest Florida. You know what? This is my second home, and I know why you live here. You've been able to accumulate enough wealth to retire here. But you know what? Many retirement portfolios are exposed to way too much risk and have excessive and hidden fees. Don't lose your hard-earned savings to unnecessary fees and an unforgiving market. Alfie Townsend and Advantage Retirement Group can help. Now, Alfie is a certified financial planner who lives here in Southwest Florida. Alfie Townsend and his team understand the complexities of portfolio investing during retirement and the need for income planning to last your lifetime. So meet with Alfie in his Naples or his Fort Myers office. You can call for an appointment now. Call Alfie at 561-1155. And don't forget, listen for his program, Saving the Investor, at Saturday mornings at 9, right here on 92.5 Fox News Radio.
Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Give him a call. All callers in the next 15 minutes will receive that complimentary financial MRI review. You want to find out what's inside your portfolio. If you're taking too much risk, that could cost you, especially in your retirement years. The coach is there to really guide you and help you, and you owe it to yourself to treat your wealth like your health. Get a second opinion. Let a second set of eyes be on your portfolio. And really, coach, before dipping into different buckets of money, they really need to talk to a CFP like yourself, because you have over 30 years of experience, and you've dealt with just about every financial situation that could be out there. And somebody that could be taking too much risk in a downward year of 10-15% downturn, that's taking out maybe 4 or 5%, they could see a big drop in their portfolio, can't they? That can really harm them.
That's called reverse dollar cost averaging. That's where you're taking money out in a down market. So you have to have a plan to keep that down market not to be so drastic. And that's where most people have, when I analyze their portfolio in a down year, John, they're going to go down, because a lot of them are in the S&P 500. They're in these large cap stocks. So there's ways to curtail that volatility, and it's very easy. And, you know, it's funny, because there's this chart that we have. I'm just looking at this chart, and it has all these different colors of these asset classes, the best and the worst, since 1973 to 2016. And these charts have small cap, large cap, international. And the whole thing is, they're a different color almost every year, because we don't know which asset class is going to be the best. And most people, John, only have about 3 or 4 asset classes. We have 21 in one of our portfolios. As an independent, when I say that, we have different fund managers, because the thing about this is that we can have anyone we want because we're independent. We don't have to, push products or services because we work at a firm.
Right.
Okay. And we don't do revenue sharing, which means that, you know, we're getting pushed. These mutual fund companies are pushing their funds by giving you extra incentive to push them. We don't do that. Okay, and one of the firms says, you know, it could be a conflict of interest to do revenue sharing. It is a conflict of interest. That's where fiduciary and suitability falls in play. We are fiduciaries. I'm a fiduciary as a certified financial planner and a registered investment advisor to my clients. I put you first. I have to put you first. There's no question about it. So when we go back to these best and worst class asset classes, what's funny is, well, we're going to have to go to break real soon, but I'm going to talk. No, we don't have to go.
No,
okay, John just corrected me. Awesome. I'd like to keep it rolling.
You got the floor.
All right, so what we're going to do is this. You have this chart that has the best and the worst asset classes, and this is how it typically works. So let's say last year the best class was large cap value, okay, large cap value. And so what will happen then is, these talking heads on TV are pushing these large cap value companies. Okay, yeah, you need to buy large cap value. These are the best asset class. You know, so now everyone sells what they have, and then they buy large cap value. What happens to large cap value this year? Goes down. Oh, we got to sell that and buy. You know, so there's no plan in place. And if you listen to these talking heads on TV, like the Kramers and all these talking shows, you know, it's like 2 or 3 of them on a panel.
Right.
And they all protect themselves by saying what one would say sell, one says buy, one says keep. You know, they're protecting themselves. So the whole panel.
Cover all the bases.
Yeah, they cover their bases. So the thing about it is to have a plan in place that rebalances, that buys on the down and will sell when it gets too high, and do that continuously, and have a portfolio that is managed and institutional, not retail. Our listeners out there, John, need to understand the difference between retail and institutional. And I'm going to explain that. It's very easy. Would you rather go to Costco to buy for a large group of people? Your family's coming in town. You want to buy some fillets. You want to buy some wine. You want to buy some things. That's treating your family pretty good doing that.
Yeah.
But you would, you know, you could get a pretty good deal like Costco than you would if you went to one of the retail grocery stores. Now, you would go to there if you're in just do your grocery shopping, but buying big bulk, So you deserve to have institutional pricing. You don't need to have A share, B share, and C share. So if you look at your statements and you're seeing A share, B share, C share, that means you're retail. That means you need to give us a call at 561-1155. Matter of fact, all callers in the next 15 minutes will receive an easy-to-understand plan to show you where you are now and what you should be doing going forward. We're also going to run a fee report to untangle your hidden costs of what you're paying for those mutual funds, variable annuities, advisor fees. It's better to keep more in your pocket because this is hard-earned money than theirs. You're going to also receive a brief tax analysis to show you how to really reduce your taxes and the best places to withdraw money from. Last but not least, we're going to put an income plan together for you, which will show you how to take your money in retirement and take the guesswork out of it. This is a complete financial MRI review. So pick up the phone now. Give a call in the next 15 minutes.
Phone number is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And basically that fee report to untangle your hidden costs. A lot of people think they know all their fees inside their portfolio, but that's not the case, is it?
You know, no one knows, because if they're pretty sharp and they go to Morningstar and look at their fees, John, what they're going to find out is it says total expense, but that's just total expense of the fund. They're not taking consideration the 12B1 fee for advertising, or if it's an A share, B share, C share, the front load, back and load. They're not taking in consideration, which is the most important, which is called turnover. And turnover, we're running low right now on time, but turnover is this. The fund managers, what they do in these mutual funds, they're going to have about, on an average, a close to 70% turnover. That means the companies that are in that fund today, 70% of them will be sold and have to be bought a different companies by the end of the year. And when that happens, John, what happens is this. It costs money to sell it, and it costs money to buy it. And what we're going to do is show you that turnover rate on top of the total expense, on top of the 12B1s and everything. This fee report that we give you will blow your mind. You're going to look at your fees and say, man, I thought I was paying, you know, 0.5% or 0.7%. And when it comes back to show you about 2%, sometimes 2.5%, 3%, you're going to say, oh my goodness, no wonder why I'm not making money. Or that's money that you can be making in your pocket. Take advantage of what we're going to offer you, what we're offering you with this financial MRI, because it does not just show you the fees. It tells you if you're taking unnecessary risk. And if we can reduce your risk by 30-40%, it's worth a call. Give us a call and find out what your true risk is.
You owe it to yourself to treat your wealth like your health. Alfie Townsend is Southwest Florida's financial planner. Give him a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Ask when you call for the complete financial MRI review. It's completely complimentary. He's going to sit down with you in Fort Myers or Naples. He will give you that fee report. It'll be very easy to understand. You'll see all the exposed hidden fees that could be eating up your returns each and every year. It's going to give you a nice tax analysis to show you how you can possibly reduce your taxes. He's going to take all the guesswork out of income planning. He's going to answer a question you should be asking. Will my income last? You need to know that. You don't want to go back to work. You want to stay retired. That's his job, is to keep you retired. 561-1155, or go to savingtheinvestor.com. Until next week, stay tuned and be blessed.
This has been Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. To find out more, go to advantageretirementgroup.com or call them at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory, a registered investment advisor.